3 of this.
Make someone's Christmas with Kendra Lyons.
So far this week, I hope you've enjoyed listening, but I hope also that the people that we've been trying to help out this Christmas, we've managed to bring a little bit of cheer to them. It started on Monday with Tilly and Melissa, who are two very young little girls, and their mum nominated them for making loads of money for charity. They've been making their own cards and selling them. They've made hundreds of pounds for Great Ormond Street and just so many charities. Kent Air Ambulance, loads. So we sent them to see Little Mix because they've always wanted to see them live. They're doing that next year. Last night, we heard from Samantha after her friend Beth got in touch. Samantha lost her partner in September and got two young boys, and we're sending them off to Centre Parks to try and have some fun next year. And today's story is an interesting one, because I genuinely believe that thousands of people that are listening to the radio right now, literally thousands of people, will really be able to relate to this. And I know I can. You know, rolling around in loads of money, I barely see Mrs. Rob anymore. You know, she's out the door at 10 to 6 in the morning. She don't get home until kind of 8:30. By the time we're tired, we have dinner, we go to bed and we start again. And that is kind of how Jodie started this conversation about her husband, Josh. Now, we're hoping we can get him on the phone tonight and see if we can make their Christmas. And I'll explain why in a second. So phone is currently ringing for Make Someone's Christmas Day 3.
Hello.
Hey, is that Josh?
Yeah, speaking.
Josh, my name's Rob Wills. I'm calling from KMFM.
Hello, you all right?
Oh, mate, I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Josh, we've never spoken before, right?
No.
Talk me through what's going through your head right now.
A little bit surprised.
Josh, I'm ringing you because Jodie has emailed me.
Right, okay.
Have you got 2 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Jodie dropped me an email because we're doing something on KMFM called Make Someone's Christmas with Kent Reliance. Can I read you Jodie's email?
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to nominate my husband, Josh. Josh is an amazing husband and an amazing father to our children. He works so hard at work to help keep a roof over our children's heads and to make sure the children have everything they need. Me and Josh have always struggled financially, even though we both work. We hardly see each other as one of us is always working. But he always finds the time to make his family smile and teach them good morals in life. Josh, tell us about your kids. How many have you got?
We've got three. We've got one that's five. We've got my little boy. My youngest one, he's one. I've got a little girl that's three.
Man, you've got your hands full there.
Yeah.
Big way. She goes on to say, Josh has had a tough life ever since he lost someone very close to him, his granddad. But he's coped so well, and I'm so proud of him.
I'm sorry to say that.
We have been together 5 years and married for three, and we have such a tough time in our relationship, fighting for our family and our homes due to money problems. But not once has Josh ever been negative, and he keeps us all going, and he tells us it's all going to be okay. He's an inspiration to our family, and we love him so much. I'd love to be able to give him something to say thank you for being so kind, loving, respectful, and literally the best husband I could ask for. Now,
that's beautiful.
Josh, we've had hundreds of emails, hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that yours kind of struck a chord is that clearly you're working as much as you can and doing everything you can to provide for your family. The fact that you're actually doing it.
Mm. That's why I've been brought up.
And Jodie clearly, A, loves you to bits, and B, wants to do something special for you. And that's kind of where I come into the mix here. Now, Jodie doesn't know what we're doing because Jodie hasn't asked for anything. She's just said, I'd like to do something, but I don't know what.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, like, well, what can we do? We could send you places, but, you know, you still got to spend money and do that. So I thought, you know what? No, we won't do that. We're just going to give you money. Josh, we want to give you 500 quid for Christmas.
No way. That is an amazing token.
Well, thank Jodie. It's because of her nomination. Is she there?
No, she's at work. working.
We thought working. 500 quid, you can spend it on each other, spend it on the kids, and just can just go and have some fun with it and treat it for what it was meant, which is just to say thank you for being a bit of an unsung hero, a brilliant dad, and a, by the sounds of it, a fantastic role model to three very, very young children.
Well, they're going to have an even better Christmas now.
Well, I'm glad we could help you do that. I really am. Joshua
thank
Lodge,
you so much.
Thank you so much for being on. Thank you for talking to me, buddy.
Cheers. Cheers, thank you.